Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight. My name is Tricia Morales Padilla, and I am an attorney here in San Antonio, Texas. And in this podcast, I'm going to be bringing you bite-sized pieces of information that will hopefully help make the road a little less bumpy, whether you're going through a divorce or a custody matter. If you have any questions while you're listening to this podcast, you can give us a call at 210-410-8013. You can email us at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can check us out on the web at moralespadillalaw.com. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about what to expect at a hearing. And there's a few different phases that I want to talk about. And additionally, I want to talk about if you're in Bexar County or surrounding counties. And then, obviously, there's pre-COVID and post-COVID kind of things to consider. So initially, I just want to talk to you generally about a hearing. So whether you have a custody hearing, a divorce hearing, whether it's temporary orders or your final hearing, you're going to want to meet with your attorney, talk about the different processes that you might want to expect, questions that you're going to be asked, questions that opposing counsel may ask you. Additionally, I want to talk, you'll want to talk to them a little bit about any witnesses that you may have or people who you might want to testify on your behalf. Now, that being said, I want to talk a little bit specifically about Bexar County. So Bexar County runs on the presiding court system. And basically what that means is in Bexar County, everybody goes into one court that is not, it's every case that's on the docket for that day, not criminal. So it could be 200 cases. And then from there, everybody announces, this is how long of a time we need for a judge. So for example, we need a 2-hour hearing in front of a judge. And then from there, you wait in line, essentially, in a virtual line, for a judge to become available for that amount of time. And in Bexar County, there's 14 different presiding judges that you could be assigned to. Once you are assigned out, then you go to that judge and that judge hears your matter. So you could very well have a different judge every time you come to court for your same case. Now, that being said, in other counties, when you're assigned generally to a court, you have the same judge each time. So depending on if you're in Bexar County or surrounding counties will kind of differentiate how the process works. Now, that would have been pre-COVID somewhat. You'd go into court, you'd be there physically, and then when you got assigned to a judge, you would go over to that judge's court. When you're at your hearing, you will sit at the table with your attorney, kind of get all your paperwork together if you have exhibits or anything like that. And then when you are called to testify, you will need to take the stand, which is generally sitting right up by the judge, and you will need to testify. Direct examination is your attorney asking you a question, and then opposing counsel will have the opportunity for cross-examination. It's a little bit more nerve-wracking because you're actually in court. You're facing either your ex-spouse or the mother or father of your children answering questions. You're face-to-face, and you're sitting right next to the judge. Now I want to talk a little bit about how COVID has changed that. So how COVID has changed that is at this point, even still, everything is on Zoom. So what that means is you are either at your house, on your computer, or maybe on your phone. You will log in to the Zoom ID number. And then from there, you are just going to testify and everybody will be on Zoom. It's a little bit less intimidating as you're not there face to face with somebody. You're not sitting right next to the judge. There could also be some downsides to Zoom in that it could be a little bit harder maybe for the judge to determine credibility since they're not sitting right next to you. But in any event, what we need to make sure, because we do have a tendency to be a little bit more lax when we're sitting in our living room, is to make sure that you're, you know, sitting upright, that you're in proper attire as if you were in court, that you're listening and answering the questions just as if you would in court. And that you're, if you're on a computer, that's normally stationary. But if you're on your phone, that you have it as stationary as it can be. You're not walking around. You're at one stationary location testifying. And you want to make sure that your sound is okay so that way everybody can hear you because the court reporter is still taking a record even though it's on Zoom. So from there, whether it's temporary orders or a final hearing, at that time, depending on the judge, a judge will either issue their ruling right at that point when everybody's done, Or sometimes judges will take it under advisement, which means that they will think about it, maybe consult with some case law, look at the exhibits that were submitted, and they will render a decision at a later time, whether that be a couple of hours, could be a couple of days. Sometimes I've had it take a week or two, depending on the judge and the issues that are presented to the judge. So sometimes there's not always a resolution at that point. But that is generally what to expect from a hearing. Again, if you have any additional questions, you'll want to consult with your attorney at the time. But just to give you some background of what to expect when you're going into a hearing. Again, thank you for listening. This is the Lawful Insight Podcast. If you are listening on Podbean, go ahead and subscribe and hit the like button. You can also now listen to this on Spotify. And if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe to the channel and hit the like button. And again, I thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, give us a call at 210-410-8013. You can email us at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can check us out on the web at moralespadillalaw.com. Thank you.